Hey, this is Jeff on the WalkingCross.com podcast. Hope you're having a wonderful day out there. I'd like to talk about some things I think will benefit your life if you'll start focusing on certain little things. You know, on the WalkingCross.com, I try to point out a few different things I think will benefit your life. You know, I think as Christians, we're supposed to think on the good things, not just the bad things that show up in a day, but redirect our focus to the good things. And I believe casting down high thoughts is part of that. You know, I believe serving God and doing the things that He tells you to do, you'll get good results. You'll get more godly results. You know, it says that if you commit your works unto the Lord, He will direct your thoughts. So I want to talk a little bit about some things I think will help you. You know, I've talked about casting down high thoughts, but I want to talk just for a moment about Numbers 21, 1 through 7. I'm probably not going to read all those, but I want you to get that the people spake against God and against Moses. And it says this in verse 5. It talks about bringing them up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness. This is what he said. Let me go ahead and read that. It says, verse 5, it says, "And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth the light bread." And then it goes on to say, "And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died." And then in verse 7, it says, "Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. So I'd like to talk about for a minute, the people was talking about complaining. They was complaining all the time. And I want to just leave you with this bit of wisdom here. I hope this is wisdom. I feel like it is in my own life. But we need to be uplifted. We don't need to be down in the mouth all the time. We don't need to be complaining to God. Now, we're going to have times that we don't feel as good as others. But we need to watch what we say about complaining about some of the things that God has gave us. And sometimes we don't always understand. And I think we can pray and ask God and say, "God, why is this? I don't believe that's a bad thing." But I believe what is happening here is they was complaining all the time. And it says, "Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died." You know, we need to watch our mouth. We need to stop our complaining. We need to redirect our focus. I talk about this a lot. But you need to focus on the good things. You need to focus on the things that you can do something about. Sometimes we can't do something about certain things. Sometimes we don't supposed to. And neither do we supposed to be focused on it all the time. You need to redirect your focus to the things that you can do something about. That's point number one, is to not complain. Point number two is to redirect your focus to something you can do something about. You know, I heard it said one time that there was a spy that was caught. And they had caught this person, and they said, you know, "We think you've done all these things, you know." And they was deciding what they would do with him, and he was painting, and, you know, he's going about his life. He was in, you know, they held him while they was going to find out what they was going to do to him. And this person came up to him and said, "Don't you know that they're probably going to take your life?" And he says, "Well, is there something I can do about it?" And I thought there was wisdom in that. To not worry about the things that we can't do something about, but to focus on the things that we can do something about right now. We can focus on doing the good things. We can focus on being productive right now. We can focus on trying to have a good attitude. So, guys, I hope that you get some. This is a very simple point, but I'm going to tell you, if we lived our life like that and we always tried to stay productive and we always tried to start moving forward and we refused to think about the bad things all the time, but we just said, "You know what? I'm not even going to think about it. I'm not even going to focus on the bad things. I'm going to focus on something I can do something about." And if you done what a pastor I heard said one time was, if you started putting your trash can lid on, you'd stop getting trash all over you all the time. And what he meant was, and I'm paraphrasing and probably got that statement off because I don't think that's how he put it. But the point was, when people come to dump their complaining and they're gossiping and all those type of things in your life, if you'd put your trash can lid on, they'd stop doing that. You know, one thing you can do is start complimenting the people that the people are talking about, and they'll stop talking to you about it because they know what you got to say. They know you're not going to do it. It's just a waste of time. You don't need to be focused on all that stuff. If you can't, there's something to be said for bringing out a situation and trying to make things better. But there's also that entertainment factor that I think some of us get into, of thinking that we want entertainment from somebody's bad fortune. That's not good. It's not good to do. I mean, we're human, but and God knows, you know, that we're made of the dust. That's what the Bible talks about. He knows that we're made of dust. But the thing of it is we start to realize that we need to change. When you want to be more like Christ, you want to change those things. So start changing them. Start making a little choice that you're not going to talk about people. Or when other people try to talk to you about things, you start to look for the productive and the constructive thing that you can do. Yeah, we're supposed to learn. We're supposed to know things. We're not supposed to just, you know, go headlong into bad situations. Maybe you need to talk about something for strategy or doing things that you need to do. But there's another thing of talking about people for just sheer entertainment and gossiping. Don't gossip. Don't complain. Start focusing on the things that you can do in your life. Start focusing on the blessings of God. Start praising yourself happy. You're going to have bad times. Everybody does. But when we start focusing on the good things in life, you'll start to see more of them. When you start refocusing, you can start to see better in your life. I hope this means something from you, but you may have thoughts. I was talking about casting down high thoughts. You may have thoughts come against you on certain things. You know, the devil will come against you on things. You just have to cast down those high thoughts and keep moving forward. Sometimes we may struggle with a lot of different things, but you have to continually kick out the bad and start refocusing on the good. You know, 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's another point I want you to think about. Focus on being obedient to Christ. What would Christ want you to do? What would he want you to do in this situation? Focus on being obedient to Christ in every area of your life. You know, the Bible talks about, be ye perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Being obedient. Try to be better than where you was yesterday. Maybe you're not comparing yourself to somebody else, but you're comparing to what you was, where you was at. You know, that's better than comparing yourself to somebody else. Because when you compare yourself to somebody else, it's not right thinking. Start focusing on being obedient to Christ in every area of your life. Repent. Ask God to help you. We're all in a struggle. We're all processing in our lives to get better. We all have something to learn. So get to the point where you start to think about, okay, I can do this better. This is something I can choose to be better. I can change my mind on this. See, we all want to feel prideful and think we've got it all figured out, when truthfully, there's a lot that we don't got figured out. But if you'll just be humble to learn from other people and look at it like this, think to yourself, okay, I need to change that. That's something I need to change. Sometimes just being verbalizing it, just saying, hey, I need to change that. This is something I need to change. That's better than nothing. You're pointing out something that you think that you can do better on. You're making a mental note to change. Guys, I hope you've got something from this today. But I want to encourage you, as a pastor I heard one time that got down the dumps, and he started focusing on what God had done that he was grateful for. And he started doing that, and he said, Lord, thank you for all, you know, different things he had said. And he wound up praising himself into a better situation. He wound up praising himself into being happy. We have to choose our thoughts. There's bad things that's going to happen to you, but redirect your focus. Redirect your focus to what you need to focus on. Guys, I hope you've got something from this. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.